mock on, Voltaire, Rousseau, mock on, 'tis all in vain. You throw the sand against the wind, and the wind blows it back again. And every sand becomes a gem, reflected in the beams divine. Blown back they blind the mocking eye, but still in Israel's paths they shine. The atoms of Democritus and Newton's particles of light are sands upon the Red Sea shore, where Israel's tents do shine so bright.
Blake was too original, perhaps, for his age. Wordsworth and Coleridge, on the other hand, quite rapidly, gained a degree of acceptance, perhaps because much of their work could be connected with the more reflective poets of the previous generation, men like Thomas Gray, for example. Yet, in truth, their message was radical enough. Wordsworth explicitly claimed to be writing in a style and with a diction that owed more to the real language of men. Beyond this, he wanted the subject matter of poetry to be less concerned with the grand and the generalized, and more to do with incidents of personal and ordinary life. Wordsworth's famous definition of poetry, however questionable, does express something important about the romantic impulse. Poetry is the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. It takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility.